A very good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: government challenged to name banks allegedly delaying FRA payments. 17 passengers injured, including 6-month-old infant in Chisamba bus accident. And in international news, gunmen abduct 28 Muslim travelers in central Nigeria.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Patriots for Economic Progress has written to Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mwetwa requesting the disclosure of the names of commercial banks allegedly delaying payments to farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency during the 2025 crop marketing season. In a letter dated 23rd December 2025, PEP President Sean Tembo said the request follows recent remarks by Mr. Mwetwa, in which he stated that government remitted funds for farmer payments on 6 November 2025 and attributed the non-payment to delays by commercial banks. Mr. Tembo said the party has been following up on delayed payments to farmers who supplied maize to FRA as far back as June 2025 and expressed concern over suggested commercial banks may be holding on to government remitted funds, warning that such a practice, if true, would amount to profiteering at the expense of farmers. In an effort to verify the claims, Mr. Tembo said he engaged the Bankers Association of Zambia through its chief executive officer, Leonard Mwanza, who reportedly denied knowledge of any of its member banks withholding funds meant for farmer payments.
We were further advised by the bank, by the Bankers Association of Zambia, that it is impossible that money received more than a month ago would still be pending disbursements by any of the commercial banks. And so, as Patriots for Economic Progress, we wish to take this opportunity to appeal to the Honorable Minister of Information to inform us, and through us, the nation, the specific names of commercial banks that government remitted money to in November and which have not disbursed that money to the various commercial farmers.
17 passengers, including a 6-month-old infant, have sustained injuries after the bus they were traveling in overturned in Chisamba area along the Great North Road. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the accident occurred on 23rd December 2025 at around 06 hours. Mr. Chilavi has explained that the incident involved a Scania bus registration number ABP7797 operated by Victoria Bus Services, which was travelling from Lusaka to Kabwe. He said the bus had 60 passengers on board, out of whom 43 escaped unhurt, while 17 sustained injuries. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
Out of 60 passengers on board, 43 escaped unhurt, while 17, including a 6-month-old infant, sustained injuries. The injured passengers were rushed to Iteta Hospital, where 5, including the infant, remain admitted, while 12 have since been discharged after receiving medical treatment. Preliminary investigations indicate that the driver lost control of the vehicle due to excessive speed, causing the bus to veer off the road and overturn. The Zambia Police Service has since launched investigations into the incident and urges all road users to exercise caution, adhere to prescribed speed limits, and observe traffic rules to prevent similar occurrences.
New Nation Party President Dr. Nervous Mumba has called for the immediate return and burial of the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu, highlighting a growing lack of trust in Zambia's political and social landscape. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM, Dr. Mumba said Zambia is currently trapped in serious lack of trust, a problem he says underpins many national disagreements, including the prolonged delay in President Lungu's burial. He has lamented that public discourse, particularly on social media, has become dominated by insults, abuse and anger, making it difficult for national tragedies to unite citizens. Dr. Mumba has called on leaders and citizens to rise above politics and ensure that the late former president's mortal remains are returned to his home and buried with dignity and empathy. Negotiations between the local authorities of the Republic of Zambia and the local authorities' unions on salaries and conditions of service for 2026 are set to begin in January next year. The two parties met on 23rd December 2025 to agree on a roadmap for the negotiations, allowing the government time for further consultations. To avoid a vacuum in terms and conditions of service, both parties agreed to extend their 2025 salaries and conditions of service for local authorities employees, which were due to expire on 31st December 2025 until 31st March 2026. It was also agreed that the implementation of the outcome of the 2026 negotiations will be backdated to 1st January 2026. This is according to a joint statement issued by Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, and Zambia United Local Authorities and Allied Workers Union President, Emmanuel Mwinsa.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority has suspended CTR Drilling and Earth Movers Limited from participating in public procurement for 1 year for submitting a National Council for Construction Category C Grade 5 certificate that was found to be fraudulent in a tender. ZPPA Acting Principal Officer Lucy Lombe said the suspension relates to a tender for borehole fitting, drilling, development and installation of 89 hand pumps in selected districts of in Northern Province, issued by the Northern Province Provincial Administration. Ms. Lombe has explained that ZPPA initiated investigations after receiving a complaint alleging that CTR Drilling and Earth Movers Limited was not registered with the National Council for Construction. She has added that an online inspection of registered companies on the National Council for Construction website confirmed that CTR Drilling and Earth Movers Limited did not appear on the list of registered firms.
The PPA established that CTR Drilling and Earth Movers Limited did not appear on the published registered firms after conducting an online inspection of registered companies on the National Council for Construction website. Furthermore, the PPA wrote to the National Council for Construction to determine the authenticity of the submitted National Council for Construction Category C Grade 5 certificate submitted by CTR Drilling and Earth Movers Limited. It was determined that the certificate that was submitted was not genuine. The submission of information that is not genuine in a contract or procurement process is contrary to Section 96, Subsection B of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020, as amended by the Public Procurement Amendment Act No. 17 of 2023.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Armed men have kidnapped 28 people traveling to an annual Islamic event in Nigeria's central Plateau state, local sources have told the BBC. The victims, including women and children, were ambushed in their bus on Sunday night as it was driving between villages. News of the abductions comes just a day after the Nigerian authorities announced the release of the remaining 130 school children and teachers from a separate mass kidnapping at a Catholic boarding school in Niger State last month. The BBC has more on other global stories.
The U.S. Department of Justice has published thousands more files relating to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, its largest such release to date. Among the documents is an email from an investigator which says Donald Trump traveled many more times on Epstein's private jet than previously reported. Mr. Trump's presence on such flights doesn't indicate wrongdoing. Ukraine has reduced output from two of the three functioning nuclear power plants it still controls, following damage caused by Russia's latest massive overnight bombardment. Large numbers of people have lost electricity. United Nations Human Rights Chief says Myanmar's military authorities are using brutal violence and intimidation to force people to vote in forthcoming elections. Volker Türk said the military was targeting anyone expressing dissenting views.